Good morning, students. I am S.K. Mukherjee, teacher of Atomic Energy Central School, Jadugoda. Today, we'll be discussing the topic SQL commands in module number 2. Before starting module number 2, hope all of you gone through the module number 1. There, we already discussed the topics database management system, terms used in database management system, classification of SQL commands, and data types used in SQL. Now we'll move on to SQL commands. To understand the commands in SQL, let us consider one question and we'll execute all possible commands and their constraints. We'll frame the question like this. First, we have to create a database by the name school. To create the database, naturally I have to use the SQL commands. And this command we'll explain later. Now the question is, when we'll use to create the database, and I have used the command, but chances are there it may create or may not, because name school database already be in your computer, because some other student might have created already. So what to do now? So before creation, we must check whether the database school is exist or not. For that also we have to use the SQL command, and we have verified and noticed ki this school database is not exist. So naturally now we have to create the database school. But suppose if it is exist, then which command to be used? Like that, finally suppose we have created a database school, and in that we have to create two tables, student and fees, as shown in PPT 1 of module number 2. In this way we'll proceed and learn SQL commands. Now we will explain the first SQL command, that is show databases. To get started on your own databases by the name school, we can first check whether it is exist or not exist in MySQL server. For that, now you start MySQL. MySQL prompt will appear. After the prompt, type show databases and semicolon and press enter. This command will display all the databases which is already been created and stored in MySQL server. Now you might have seen the all the databases is displayed. If school is not seen, then we'll proceed further and create the database. This command is used to create a database. The syntax will be like this. After MySQL prompt, you have to write create database and then the name of the database which you'd like to start with. So here we have decided our database name will be school. So after the MySQL prompt, we'll write create database school and semicolon and press enter. This command will create the database with the name school. Now you may ask whether it has been created or not. For that, already we explained the first command show databases. So you can write again after the MySQL prompt show databases. So now you can see the school will be displayed along with the other databases. Now we'll explain the third command, that is use. Once a database is created, next time you need not to create once again. Just you need to open it to work on it by using use command. The syntax will be like this. After MySQL prompt, use, and then name of the database. Here we have already created by the name school. So what we have to write? After the MySQL prompt, we have to write use and then school. Use space school, and already we have told every command has to be end with semicolon. So use school semicolon. So this database will be opened and output will appear like this: database changed. Now fourth command. Now suppose we have to remove some database which is already exist in our computer. The command will be drop databases. This command will delete the database along with its table inside by using drop database command. The syntax will be drop database space and then name of the database semicolon. Now suppose we have to delete database school which we have created. Now we're not interested and would like to delete it. So after the MySQL prompt, you have to write drop database school semicolon. By this way, you can delete the database school which was created by you. Now you have to see whether really it has been deleted or not. So again, you can write show databases after the MySQL prompt. So now you can see that school will not appear in the list. Now next command that which we are now going to explain is create table. Assume database school is created and ready to work on it. To create a table in a database, use create table command. The syntax will be like this: create table, then table name, and whatever the columns we have to create, that has to be inside the middle bracket. Then first will be our first column name, that which we have to decide, then data type and the size of the data type, then comma, second column name, data type and his size, comma. Similarly, how many fields we have to decide, that we have to go on writing, and when all the fields are over, close with the middle bracket and put semicolon. Now you can see our PowerPoint presentation number 7, point number 5. After the MySQL prompt, how we have written? Create table student. Next line we have written middle bracket. Then first field name, roll number, space, integer, and in parenthesis we have mentioned 2. And this roll number we are deciding as a primary key. So roll number, integer, size is 2, primary key, comma, name, varchar 20, not null, gender, character 1, marks, numeric, 6, 2, date of birth, and the field is date, and end with middle bracket and semicolon. By doing this, the table student will be created. Similarly, now students, you have to create one more table by the name fees. The structure is already given in the first slide of the PPT. Now we have created two tables, student and fees. Now we'd like to see whether really it has been created or not. For that, we have to use the command show tables that is mentioned in slide number 8, point number 6. To verify that table has been created or not, we have to use the command show tables. The syntax will be like this: show tables semicolon. This command will display all the tables present in the database. Our database name is school, and inside the database, which two tables we have created, student and fees, that will be listed. Now students, move on to point number 7 and slide number 9 of PPT. While creating a table, we have given 6 field names or maybe 7. Even I don't remember. If I ask you to tell all the field names with their data types, you may find difficulty to tell. Someone will say, sir, we have created in last week in the practical class, so I don't remember. So what to do? To know the structure of the table, the command is describe. And the syntax is describe space table name semicolon. And we know our table name was student. So what we have to write after the MySQL prompt? Describe space student semicolon and then press enter. And it will display the structure of the table as shown in PPT. Hope you understood the function of describe. Now after observing the structure of the table, you realized some mistakes was occurred during creation of table. Like one more column or field by name mobile also to be included. That was not done. Another mistake, the space allotted for name given in varchar was 20. Now you have decided it should be 15. Another changes which you'd like to do, the column name you have given Mars, it has to be changed with percent. And one more thing that which you'd like to do, the column which you have created and later on you have decided it was not required, so you have to delete it. So all such changes can be done by the command alter. It is very important command. To know about the alter command, please refer slide number 10 and point number 8.1 to 8.5. Now I'll tell you here. Suppose I have to add new column in the existing table, like mobile number. So after the MySQL prompt, you have to write the command like this: alter table student add in bracket mobile integer and then bracket close semicolon. The integer is the data type for the mobile. And similarly, now you want to add more column, suppose address, which was not there. Now you would like to add. Again, you have to write after the MySQL prompt, alter table student add in bracket address varchar and in bracket 25 bracket close semicolon. So that means I have used alter command twice, one for mobile and another one for address. So two new columns or field name, I can say, it will be added to the table. Now I have to explain modifying an existing data type of a column. Means suppose already the data type, suppose you have given varchar 20, now you'd like to change to varchar 15. The size you want to reduce from 20 to 15. So you want to modify that. For that, I have to use the command after the MySQL prompt, alter table student modify name varchar and in bracket 15 bracket close semicolon. This command will modify the field name by the size to 15 instead of 20, which was given earlier. The next alter command related to rename. As I earlier I said, while creating the table, you have given the field name Mars. But later on you have realized it is not Mars, it is percent. So naturally I have to change the field name. The command what we have to type is, after the MySQL prompt, alter table student change marks percent numeric in bracket 6,2. It is all mentioned in 8.4 and slide number 13. So this command will rename, or we can say modify, the field name from marks to percent. Through alter command, one more things we can do, we can delete the particular column. Now you have decided, now address is not required, only mobile number is required. So naturally we have to delete the field name address. To delete the field name, the command which we have to type after MySQL prompt is alter table student drop address. So we are using drop along with the alter command. This column address will be deleted from the table student. Now you may like to see whatever the changes we have carried out, whether it is accepted or not. For this, you already studied the command describe. So you can type after the MySQL prompt describe student and then semicolon. This command will display the structure of the table student. Whatever the changes we have carried out, that also will be displayed along with the existing one. Students, we have created the database by the name school. And inside the school database, we have created two tables. First one is student and second one is fees. While creating the tables, we have given the name of the field like roll number, name, gender, date of birth, etc. After that, what we have done? We have checked the structure. And if we find if any modification was required, that also we have changed with alter command. After that, now our tables are ready with all proper structure. Now next is, we have to insert the data against each field. For that, SQL provides the command insert into. In one line, we can say command insert into is used to insert a new record. For this, you may refer point number 9, slide number 16 of module number 2. You may see that the command is written after the MySQL prompt. First is insert into, then which table you want to insert, that name has to be entered, that means student, insert into student. Then value means whatever the data you have to insert as per the sequence which you have given in table, like insert into student value in bracket, then 1, it will be roll number, then name, Pratik, then gender, it is, then we have to write M, then marks 95, and date of birth, like that, and bracket close and semicolon. This way we can enter all other records in our table. In this example, data to be typed sequentially as per the structure created. That means first you have to give roll number, then name, then gender, as it was given during the creation of the table. If I have to enter the data not as per the sequence of the field in the table, then field name is compulsory. Then the command will be like this: insert into student in bracket which order of fields you want, that you can mention. Not necessary roll number will be in first. You can put name, then you can put date of birth, then you can put roll number, like that. That sequence which you like, that you can put it in the bracket. Then value, and then you have to put the data as per the sequence given by you. For example, insert into student name, roll number, marks, gender, date of birth, bracket close, value, bracket, Khushi, 3, 3 will be the roll number, then I have given the marks, so 92, then gender, F, and then date of birth. I have changed the sequence, therefore I have given the field names, and according to that, I have given the data. So this way also, you can insert the data. Now, next command will be delete. After entering all the records, you felt this particular record has to be deleted from the table, which is no longer required. The command to be used is delete with where clause. For this, you refer point number 10, slide number 18. The command will be like this. Delete from student where name equal to Babu. That you might have seen that Babu is already there in our table. How the command will work? Command will search the record under the field name where Babu is located. And if it is found, then record will be deleted. Another example, if we write delete from student semicolon or truncate from student semicolon, both the cases, all the records will be deleted from the table. The difference between truncate and delete is delete command delete all the rows but space doesn't free, where truncate also delete but free the space containing the table. Next command is also related to delete. If you'd like to delete the table itself, that means we want to delete that full table, then the command will be drop table student semicolon. This command will delete the table student from the school database. But one thing is to remember, before using the drop table command, you must delete all records in the table, then only you can delete the table. In this module, we have learned so many commands, from creation of table to deletion of table, modification of the structure, all the things that we have learned. In the same way, now students, you can create the table fees and enter the record as per the slide number 1. Now student, I am ending the module number 2 and taking the two tables, fees and student, that will be used in module number 3 for learning other commands. Thank you students. I will meet you again in module number 3.